A reflection by Lou Lotz for the third week of Advent, based on Luke 10, verses 38 to 42. What a contrast! There's Martha in the kitchen, busy as a beaver, a flurry of activity, while Sister Mary is in the living room, sitting dreamily at Jesus' feet, listening to him talk. Standing at the kitchen counter, her resentment growing by the minute, Martha thought, "Why am I doing all the work? Why doesn't Mary get in here and help me?" Finally, Martha storms out of the kitchen, angry at her sister and angry at Jesus. "Don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." People tend to identify with one sister or the other. They say, "I'm like Mary," or, "Martha, that's me." But truthfully, the tensions between the two sisters are inside each one of us. All of us are like both of them. We all have a double first name, and it is Mary Martha. Your Martha part is active, achievement-oriented, anxious and troubled over many things, making lists of tasks and then checking them off. Martha even has a list in her hand when she prays, a prayer list. But somewhere inside of you there is also a Mary part, a contemplative part that likes to sit and listen, a part that can be silent before a sunset, spellbound by a symphony, captivated by a book, deeply moved by the words of Jesus. If your Mary part dominates entirely, the basic physical needs of your life will not be met. The danger of that happening, however, is very remote. The real danger in our active, anxious, achievement-oriented culture is that our Mary part will be squeezed out entirely. No time to listen, no time to think, to read, to pray. As you move through this season of Advent, and as you feel the tension between your Mary part and your Martha part, remember that Jesus pronounced your Mary part to be the better part. It is better to appreciate than to achieve. It is better to listen than to speak. It is better to be something than to do something. We will always be part Martha, and that's okay. Martha has her place. A certain degree of achievement and activity is necessary in this life. Bills have to be paid. Tasks have to be accomplished. Errands have to be run. But as we allow our Mary part to develop more and more, we will be less and less distracted, less and less anxious, more and more poised, and more at peace. This Advent, don't just do something, stand there. Be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46. Let's talk about it. Set the timer for 5 minutes, during which time all family members remain silent. When the timer rings, talk about the experience. What did you think about during your time of silence? What did you hear? How did you feel?